10. Nate was just rising from the floor when Tim came up the front stairwell with two bags of groceries.
"Hey, neighbor," he said. "What's up?"
"Oh, you know," said Nate. "Stuff." Tim dug out his keys and waved them at 23 as he walked past.
"The mystery of the missing knob still gnawing at you?"
"Kind of," Nate walked away from the door. "As one new guy to another, we have some weird neighbors.
Besides the nudist with the blue hair and the guy who sits on the floor in the hall."
"Yeah, okay, fair enough."
Tim hefted the grocery bag. "Want a beer? I just grabbed some supplies from the store."
"You know," said Nate, "I would love one."
"It looks like the roof's open," Tim said with a nod over his shoulder. "I'll meet you up there in a couple of minutes with a six-pack."
Nate went up to the roof. Sure enough, the note and the magnetic X were gone. Zelid slipped past him somehow, and the sun deck was deserted. He was half frustrated, half relieved. He dragged two chairs together across the deck. He wrestled them around to face west, and Tim appeared with the promised six-pack.
"Hope you don't mind light beer," he said. "I'm keeping an eye on my weight. It's easy for a man my age to go soft fast."
"No problem at all." Nate couldn't picture Tim going soft at all, let alone fast. The man was in better shape than Nate had ever been. They clinked their bottles and sat back in the deck chairs. The sun was already making long shadows through the mesh gazebo.
"You know," said Tim, "I couldn't tell you the last time I sat and drank a beer and watched a sunset."
"Did you ever do it before?" The older man shrugged.
"I must have. I mean, it's something everybody does at some point in high school or something, right?"
"But you can't remember?"
Tim shrugged again. "I've been busy."
The sun touched the horizon somewhere around Century City. Through the gazebo's mesh, the red ball was cut up into a dozen small cells. Each one shimmered.
"So," said Nate,
"trying to find yourself?" Tim blinked twice and then grinned.
"Yeah," he said. "I've been doing the same thing my whole life, and now I've decided it's time for something different."
"What were you doing before?"
"Books. I ran a small publishing house back in Virginia."
Nate nodded.
"Cool.
Anything I might have read?" Tim smiled.
"Nothing you would have remembered. It was all technical material. Textbooks, operating manuals, stuff like that."
He took a hit off his beer. "Is there a lot of money in that?"
"God, no," said Tim. "The only reason I stayed afloat was big companies and a couple of government offices used me to print stuff for them. It was a living, but I sure wasn't going to get rich anytime soon."
The sun pressed itself down between two buildings. The horizon flared red. Nate imagined it was like watching a bomb go off in slow motion. He sipped his beer.
"That why you got out?" Tim shook his head. "I'd been doing it for 32 years. Had one of those days when you suddenly wonder what you've been doing with your life. Is this what you want to be doing? Where'd the years go?" And so on. 3 weeks later, someone offered to buy me out for double what I would have taken, so I said, "Sure."
"Just like that?"
"Just like that."
A moment passed. "Do you miss it?" Nate asked. Tim shook his head again.
"Not quite yet. I'm still at the point where I spend the morning a bit confused I'm not in the office."
He finished his beer and returned the empty bottle to the six-pack.
"What about you, Nate? What brings you to the sun deck on this fine evening?"
Nate smirked and downed the last of his own beer.
"Nothing."
The older man held up the pack and they each pulled a new bottle.
"Nothing?"
Nate thought about it while he twisted the cap off the beer. "You know how you got to high school and college and you thought your life's going to be this, but then you get out and your life ends up being this instead? And eventually everything settles down and you figure out what you're going to do for the rest of your life?"
Tim nodded.
"Yeah." "Well, I never figured out what I wanted to do," said Nate. "I saw all my friends and coworkers figure it out, and now they've all got homes and families and cars built in this decade."
"But not you."
"Not me. I've had 4 different jobs since college. I figured it was just my restless 20s. I'd hit 30 and it'd be a wake-up call and everything would get clear." He shook his head. "I turned 30 back in 2010.
Still don't know what I'm doing with my life. The sun vanished on his last words. The sky was still lit up with streaks of orange and red. I wouldn't worry, said the older man. Lots of people don't figure out what they're doing until later in life. Case in point. He raised his bottle and the two men clinked their beers together again. They each took a drink. The flip side to what you're saying, continued Tim, is that there are hundreds of thousands of people who've decided they want to do this despite the fact that they're no good at it. They devote all their energy toward being a doctor or a loan officer or something when they're really better suited to another career altogether. Not to mention all the folks who end up trapped in a career they don't like because they can't afford to leave it. I've met a lot of people who would have been millionaires if they figured out what they were doing wasn't what they were supposed to be doing. Like you? He shook his head. No, I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, and I did it for a long time. Then it was time to do something else. Tim shrugged and took a long drink of beer. He turned to Nate. One day, you're just going to find the thing you're supposed to do, and it's going to click. Until then, yeah, it'll be a big mystery. Speaking of which, what is that? Nate turned and followed Tim's gaze to the block of bricks next to the stairwell door. It's part of the elevator, he said. It's where all the cables and motors and stuff are. The machine room? I guess. You sure? Nate shrugged. It's what Zila told me. She said it's what Oscar told her. Tim wrinkled his brow. It's way too big for a building this size. Yeah, that's what I thought too. She said it's because it's so old. Everything was bigger back then, less miniaturization or something. Tim shook his head again. No, he said. I've seen a lot of old buildings with elevators. None of them had a machine room that big. He paused. Well, nothing this size, anyway. What do you mean? He shrugged. The last time I saw one that big was on a tour of the Empire State Building.